Jordan. It is Tuesday, which means the doctor is in, Dr. Holly McKenna. Time to enlighten our minds here. Dr. McKenna's way to follow her over on social media on Twitter. Integrative psychiatrist for Dower Wellness, NOLA. Jordan, got anything for the good doctor this afternoon? First off, Holly, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Gus. I hope you guys are doing well.
How are you, Jordan?
I'm doing well. Just been, you know, very busy trying to do stuff around the studio real quick and getting everything together.
You've been a little more relaxed, and Holly, he's been more relaxed because school hasn't started back up for him until next week. That can be a stressor of a certain kind for parents, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think especially this year. I mean, any year the school start has its own set of stressors as people get supplies together and, you know, start changing their schedules back to what they were in the previous year. But this year, it's all of that is kind of up in the air and unknown, because even for folks who have decided to go back into the schools face to face, it's going to be a different experience. And then there's those who have, you know, either their schools have decided or they have decided to do some virtual learning. All of that is unknown and new, and unknown and new is, you know, those are things that we see leading to anxiety on a good day. And then adding the pandemic to it, it makes it a little more elevated, I think.
Yeah, you know, you just look at the normal on a good day, and there's this normalcy, which isn't normal when you're trying to get the kids out. I mean, I forgot this, I got to go back and, you know, bring me my cookie. That's just normal. And now you add, we got to bring the masks, and then we got to get our temperatures checked. And then you add what happened yesterday. Hollywood and Jefferson Parish, they're like, nah, we're good. We're not going to start this week. We'll see in 2 weeks what everybody was planning for this week to start. So it's, just breathe, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like what we've been learning this entire pandemic is that there's a skill set to become with the uncomfortable and kind of learning to live in the moment and going with what the moment is showing you. But, you know, when you talk about your kiddos, that's, you know, some of that goes out the window because, you know, we want to protect them and keep them safe. And some of that is going to be, you know, keeping them mentally safe as well. So with all the changes happening, it's going to be important for those of us who are the grown-ups around the kids, whether it be parents or teachers or school officials or what have you, that we are mindful of how our reactions and discussions and anxieties affect the kids that are around us, and how they absorb all that in, and they absorb it at their levels. They may not have a full understanding of why mommy's nervous, but they know mommy's nervous. And of course, in their egocentric world, that means they did something wrong to make mommy nervous. You know, they don't really get that it's bigger than them because their world is all about themselves. That's just developmentally how it works.
Now, Dr. Holly McKenna joining us here on Tuesdays, as she does, to kind of give us a little tidbits on how to have a little more peaceful mindset here. Look, not you mentioned how they sort of feel and interact here as well. It's not just about the adults, too. I mean, could it be a wise thing or a good thing, even though if they're young or old, to just ask them how they're feeling and going back into school in this environment?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important way to do that and to be aware of that is to be age appropriate. And with that, I would start by giving them some open-ended questions, because you want to figure out what their understanding is. There's so much incorrect information going around, especially on the internet. And, you know, young kids get on there. Like, they're, you know, you think they're playing with their games, and next thing you know, they're on YouTube and there's something scary on there, which they may or may not tell you about.
Right.
And same with teenagers. You know, they're doing the best they can navigating and trying to be independent, but they might have some real wrong information. And so looking at the resources together, bringing up sites that are, you know, have the science and have the correct information there, and discussing that at an age appropriate level is important. But really just seeing what their understanding is, seeing what they bring up when you ask an open-ended question, is going to be super important. And then from there, just being honest. You know, it's as parents and as adults around little people, we oftentimes want to minimize what's happening to try to keep them safe. Mm-hmm. They pick up on what's happening. And if you minimize it, you're really, whether you intend to or not, maybe invalidating their feelings and their perceptions of the world. So you really want to acknowledge that, yes, I am nervous. And I am nervous because of what's happening. And this is what my understanding of what's happening. I'm going to keep you safe. And there's a way to empower them. You know, they're wearing a mask, they're washing hands and staying 6 feet from their friends is actually their way of keeping other people safe and keeping their family safe. So really focusing on how they can be empowered with this and how they can have an active role in helping us with this pandemic is going to be really helpful. And then, you know, it goes back to what Mr. Rogers said, like start pointing out the helpers and talk to them about the people that are helping out, the healthcare workers, the teachers who are keeping them safe at school, whether it be in person by wearing a mask and washing their hands too, or by seeing them virtually and making sure that they're learning everything. Pointing out that there are still grown-ups around who are doing the right thing and keeping them safe is going to be reassuring.
I was going to say one thing. It's interesting you brought up understanding what's going on. I actually have said this a couple of times to my little kid and just saying, look, you understand and you know what's going on. And if somebody is not, I'm not saying a mood, but, you know, there's situations like, I guess what I'm trying to get at in a long-winded form is, tell your kid, maybe your teachers might be a little stressed. So I have told Carver really behave for Miss Casey and to listen, because this is different for teachers as well. We talked about parents and kids, for teachers as well too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been working with first responders since this started, and the teachers are now stepping into that role. And it's not one that they're necessarily used to, although, you know, teachers are definitely, in my view, some of the most important people we have in the population. And so whatever we can do to support them, I'm all over. But, you know, now they're moving into a role of wanting to keep their kids, like their school kids, safe. Also needing to be aware, just like, you know, the healthcare workers before them, of their own health and safety for their families, and kind of navigating that. And it's something that they can get through. But again, they're going to need to do it day by day and really be mindful of where their mindset is and do all they can to take care of themselves, you know, sleeping well, you know, all the things we've been talking about, making sure you get time outside, mm-hmm. making sure you're eating a healthy meal when you're having lunch, making sure you eat lunch and dinner, and, you know, practicing some mindfulness and maybe walking outside, and whatever works for that person to reduce their stress level is going to be really important, because stress also decreases your immune system. And all we can do to build up resiliency, both mentally and physically, is going to be super helpful right now.
Dr. Holly McKenna, as always, we enjoy your time on Tuesdays. When folks go over to Dara Wellness NOLA, what will they find?
So I have information there for folks who are worried about COVID-19, some ideas of different supplements that might be helpful, as well as some apps and things that would help with mindfulness. And then, you know, if folks want to see me, they can schedule a consultation call for free. And then I have my YouTube show, you know, which I enjoy doing, educating folks on the different types of wellness activities we have here in the area. So there's you can look under the media page for that.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
There she goes, Dr. Holly McKenna.